Airmen of the Year represent the best of the Air Force. Major Johan Lee is a space operator and flight commander for the Air Force Reserve who watches for problems that could develop anywhere on Earth. He's being recognized along with his employer, Booz Allen. And he's standing by with Tom to kick off our broadcast from this year's Air Force Association Conference and Expo at National Harbor. Over to you, Tom.
Thank you, Emily. And Major Lee, it's great to have you on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So tell us, let's start with the beginning here. The Advanced Extremely High Frequency Space-Based Infrared System DO. That sounds like a really big television remote control.
Yeah, they're two separate systems. Advanced Extremely High Frequency is a communication satellite program that I supported while I was active duty as an acquisitions officer. And then the Space-Based Infrared System does missile warning, missile defense of our strategic and theater commanders.
Okay, so tell us about the extremely high frequency program. What does it actually do, and what kind of? Tell us about the satellite fleet up there.
Yeah, it's a satellite communications program, and it ensures that our commanders, as well as the troops on the ground, have the secure communications that they need while they're fighting our bad guys out in the field.
So you have 12 of them up there, 15, 1, 2, how many? Give us a sense of the
currently,
scope.
Currently there are two advanced extremely high-frequency satellites in the program. I think they plan on having a third one launched here in the near future.
All right, so what was your job in supporting it? Do you still support it now that you're at Booz Allen, or this is something you did while you were in full active duty?
Yeah, so I supported the program as an active duty member, and then one of the great things about being a reservist is being able to support and continue to serve even as a contractor. And so I was a program manager, a systems engineer for Booz Allen, and I supported the program even in that capacity as well.
So these sound like pretty critical satellites. How do you protect them from space debris?
Well, they're out in geosynchronous orbit, so they get out there pretty far away from that type of debris. And whenever there are instances where there might be near collisions and things like that, there's folks here on the ground that make sure that those things don't happen.
So those are maneuverable satellites.
That's correct.
You can wiggle them around. Although I guess in geosynchronous, everything's going the same speed, so nothing ever catches up.
Yeah, you would think so. And then there's times where folks move their satellites around, so...
All right.
That can happen.
So tell us about space-based infrared. What does that do?
Yeah, that's a system I get to operate every day as a mission crew commander. It's one of the great programs that we have that allows us to make sure that we have detections of missile launches anywhere around the globe, and that ensures that we protect our folks here at the homeland as well as protecting our folks out in theater.
So if North Korea tries something, another one of their launches, you would know it before anybody.
That's right.
All right. So infrared, so that's also from a bird, too, like beaming down. I mean, is it the same height as the extremely high frequency or different?
Yep,
different
they're
orbit?
Out in geosynchronous orbit as well. And what they do is they see infrared events here on the ground. That's pretty amazing when you consider how far geosynchronous is out there in 22,000 plus feet away from the Earth. And they see infrared events here on the ground, and we detect that and then report that up the chain of command.
So something I've always been curious about, any land-based system or ground-based system, they're always upgrading software, right? And so you just go over to it, and however they load it over the network. How do you load software upgrades to satellites?
Well, we do a ton of testing to make sure that we're not sending something bad upon the satellites because we don't want them to go out of orbit or go out into a place that we won't be able to control.
That could be a really bad virus.
Yeah, that would be a huge, huge problem.
Right. So how does it get up there, the software?
So we send commands up to the satellite, and we'll send different software updates to the satellite, but we'll make sure that we do a lot of that testing here on the ground and make sure we're not doing any harm to the satellites before we do all of that.
So does the channel that the satellite conducts its main mission over, is that the same channel that you use to communicate with it to administer it?
Yes.
Or does it have a separate way?
Yeah, they have different command links that we have. Some are communication links, some are command links. So, yeah, we'll send a lot of our commands up to the satellite using those command links and upgrade the software.
All right, so tell us about what you're doing now in the private sector. I mean, you're still a reserve active guy with the Air Force.
I am. Currently, I'm actually supporting the Air Force Operational Test and Evaluation Center. So one of the great things that
Is that
Air Force...
Rome?
No, that's AFOTEC. It's out in Kirkland Air Force Base.
Oh, Kirkland, okay.
Yep, that's where they're at.
We didn't mean Rome, Italy. We know Rome Air Force Base.
Understand. Being a reservist allows me to continue to serve active duty. Booz Allen gave me additional time away from working with them to support this wonderful test that we're doing for the space-based infrared system, which is a new capability that we're building on to existing capabilities.
So you're going to have to upload a lot of software to it at some point.
Well, there's new satellites that we're planning to launch here. So.
Okay, and give us a sense of what a month is like when you are reserve as active as you are, still with the Air Force, but also working in the private sector. I mean, what does a monthly schedule look like?
Yeah, sometimes it can be difficult. As a traditional reservist, a lot of times my focus is primarily on the civilian side. We have our weekends that we go in and do drill, but also we have our proficiency shifts that we have to pull as a mission certified guy. So that's a typical month that we might have. When I'm serving active duty, though, Booz Allen gives me the freedom to just really focus on just the Air Force piece of that.
All right, good. So we are speaking with Major Johan Lee. He's a space operator and being honored by the Air Force Association. And since you are being honored by the Air Force Association and you're in good company with those Airmen of the Year, it'd be interesting to hear how you got into the Air Force. Tell us your background. How did you decide on this type of career?
Sure. It was one of those things, I wanted to do since I was 6 years old. I wanted to go to the Air Force Academy. Living in Colorado is one of those places that you continue to drive by and visit. And
it's a nice spot they have
there. It's a beautiful place.
Been there.
Yeah, and, the concept of service is really big in my family, being immigrated here to the United States and having all the wonderful blessings that we have here in America. I decided, hey, I think the Air Force is the place that I want to serve in, and was able to have the privilege to go there and then become an acquisitions officer, and here I am.
Acquisition?
Yeah, I did acquisitions and then space operations. So it's been a wonderful time.
So you understand the chain of events between acquisition and people actually having to use systems.
Well, and that's the idea, right? So you would have folks that would know how to develop and design new weapon systems, and then be able to operate that and be able to, have that kind of circle of efficiency that you can maximize.
Now, understanding this is way above your pay grade, but things are happening in the Middle East, and there's this ISIS, and it's going to be an air campaign. The president reiterated that over the weekend, and we're not going to ask you about details there. You probably don't even know them yourself yet, but are you sensing more interest right now in the Air Force? Is there a sense of gearing up for something that might be sustained and far away and pretty big?
Yeah, I think the Air Force will always be ready whenever our nation calls, and I think that's the key message there, is that whether it's active duty, guard, or reservists, serving our great Air Force, will be ready to do those things when we're called upon.
All right, Major Johan Lee is among the Airmen of the Year here at the Air Force Conference. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.